Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
USA strikes finally for the first time tonight with 5:27 left in the fourth quarter. It's Lakers 36, USA 6, and the Patriots kicking off from their own 40-yard line right to left across your radio. Week number 7, and the kick from Raven comes into the 40-yard line, line drive, and brought in right there with ease by the special teams of Lakers. That'd be number 80, Nick Siegfried. First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 40-yard line. Harbor Beach now pulling away from Brown City. Harbor Beach 39, Brown City 22, with 4:37 left. I do believe that's in the fourth quarter.
Looks like 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Thank you, Thumbtail Gators, for that.
First and 10 for the green and white with a commanding 30-point lead, 36-6. High formation now. For the Lakers, it's a handoff. This one, I do believe, to Jake Kretschmer. It's out, stumbles across the line of scrimmage, and falls right there at the 40-yard line for no gain. Second down and 10. Dave, have you ever been to the Kindy Polka Fest?
You know, it's shame on me for being Polish, but no, I don't think I've ever been to the Kindy Polka
Fest. They just built a new pavilion. It's beautiful. A full-time pavilion now for the Kindy Polka Fest. So it was great 2 weeks ago. Make it out next year. Jake Kretschmer with the handoff right on the left side. He has room to run across midfield, plows over his defender at the 43-yard line. And that would be Hunter Bone. Just shredded by Jake Kretschmer on that one. Moved the chains into USA territory.
He did make the tackle, though, because if he didn't, Kretschmer would be in the end zone celebrating right now for his fifth touchdown of the game. But a first down nonetheless for Lakers. On a side note, Clark, I am surprised, though, maybe not so much that Brendan Wisner's running the offense, but Jake Kretschmer's still in this game. Some of these starters still in this game. This team is heading to the playoffs. We can say that safely. Maybe with 4 minutes to go in this game, it's time to get some of these other guys in the game, in my opinion.
Maybe the same. Well, you know what? Get that score. Come on, get a little higher. It's a handoff in the trenches there. This one's going nowhere fast. And there's blue jerseys, white jerseys all over the place. And here comes the second string of Lakers. The whole bench is clearing out. And that is going to be it for the starting crew.
Must be something about the four-minute mark that they wanted to get to.
Yes, four-minute warning in high school football. It's very popular, very famous. Second down and 10 now for the Lakers and a whole new slew of players out there. So hang with us. This is when it gets fun.
Apologize. Got ahead of myself by one play.
Yeah, come on, Dave.
Jumped the gun a little too quick there.
All right, so under center, we try and find some numbers out there. Siegfried under center. Pitches out across the 40-yard line down to about the 37.
Looks like Minetti with
Corey
the
Minetti, number 26, with the carry out for about 4 yards, maybe three, according to the spot. Third down and 7.
It appears to me James Dubes and Troy Chapel are your other two backs in that double wing offense.
Third down and 7 for Lakers.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left in regulation. Lakers 36, USA 6. Third down, 7 to go at the USA 37-yard line. Siegfried, backup quarterback under center. Whole second string in for the Lakers. Pitch out to number one, Troy Chappell. Come around the left end, has the close to the first down marker. Finally brought down to the 31-yard line after a 7-yard gain. No word yet from the officials. Tackle made with by 13, Matthew Harrison, a junior. Defensive back, running back. And it's enough for the, according to the officials, a first down, move the chains. Clock stops momentarily to move the chains with 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in regulation.
And good first down run there by Troy Chappell with his first carry of the game, showing a little explosiveness, good vision, sees the hole, gets that first down, and hopefully now for Lakers, they can get the clock running again. One more first down should do it.
Siegfried under center, man in motion, that's Chappell. Pitch out to Chappell around the left end, comes through that gap, falls backwards across the 25-yard line, still flying forward out to the 23. And that's what we call gliding with style. Out for about a 7, maybe 8-yard gain, according to the spot, 7 yards. Second down, 3 to go at the 24-yard line inside the red zone of USA for I've lost track of how many times tonight.
It's an impressive run there by Troy Chappell, checking into the game, and that's a good run. He was hit after about a 3-yard gain, was able to spin and keep his balance, dance his way for another 3 or 4 more yards, gets 7 yards on first down as we're under a minute and a half in this game.
And it's a pitch this time to the right side to number 26, Corey Minetti. He's across the 20 all the way down to the 16-yard line, has the first down after an 8-yard gain for Corey Minetti. Tackle made by Jared Lang. Starting defensive tackle for the Patriots. Move the chains, first and 10 for the Lakers.
You could tell that was Corey Minetti by the size of that guy as he runs with a lot of force, knocking guys over on his way to get that first down. It should be the last first down they need to run this clock out.
How many running backs does this team have, Dave?
They have quite a few of them. They have 3 or 4 really good ones and a couple of them that may be your future backs next year.
Troy Chappell in motion. He gets the pitch this time around the left gap. Comes out across the 15 to close down to the 12. About a 5-yard gain for Chappell. 1 minute remaining regulation. 36-6 Lakers will move on to 6-1 on the season and clinch an automatic playoff berth. Whether they're in Division 7 or 8, more than likely they are secure in Division 7. USA on the other side, if they get into the playoffs, it's too close to call, too big to fail at this point. Second down, 4 to go for the Lakers.
You do think Lakers is a lock for Division 8?
I really think so, but it's darn close. It all depends, yeah. since 8-player has really moved all the divisions down so much.
Yeah, it's still gonna be who's that 5-4
exactly.
Team that gets in.
It's a pitch out, this from what I can tell, Corey Minetti across the 5-yard line down to about the 4-yard line. Enough for a first down, stops the clock with 15 seconds left. And the Lakers on a first down and goal from the 4. And they're going to try one more play here. 10 seconds left. They lead by 30 points, 36-6. Siegfried under center, pitches it to Minetti. And he's in, touchdown Lakers with 2 seconds remaining. Corey Minetti finds himself in the end zone.
And Corey Minetti, he's tough, and there's not much stopping him when he gets moving. And that fullback trucks his way into the end zone for his first score of the evening, as it looks like time is going to expire on the clock, Clark.
And with the running clock, that is the end of the ball game. Lakers advance to 6-1 and clinch at least a share of the Greater Thumb West title as they move on to 4-0 in divisional play and 6-1 on the season. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll have your post-game wrap-up right after this as the Lakers win 42 for Lakers, 6 for the USA Patriots.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.